Wild Atlantic Alpacas. Hallo, ich bin Chris. Zusammen mit meiner Frau Fee sind wir Erlebnis Irland. Ich bin Reisefotograf und Podcaster. In der heutigen Episode geht es um die Wild Atlantic Alpacas. Ihr erinnert euch vielleicht noch an die Episode mit Ali von der Merlinhead Community. Bei seinem Rundgang, bei seiner Führung haben wir auch die Wild Atlantic Alpacas besucht. Das sind Alpacas am Wild Atlantic Way, darum Wild Atlantic Alpacas. Gerade für Kinder eine ganz tolle Geschichte am Ende der Welt.
Through the community center, we are looking for funding at the moment to upgrade this into a cyclist rest. Because although we have lots of people cycle and walk from Mizzenhead to Malinhead, and especially bike groups, we would like this area to be more that they can
relax.
And get compact.
Okay.
Do you know,
information?
Well, there'll be a lot of tourist information here. There'll be picnic benches. But the idea is that when a... Here's your man.
Right, kids. Oh, could you? No, it's off. No! Okay. Thank you.
Lucky mammy.
Okay. Geh rüber, der Papa wartet. Nachher gibt's nur Eis.
I know. I have two daughters, but they are 31 and 29 now, so. And they are in Mallorca at the moment on holidays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even though it's nice weather here.
We always go in the winter time, but they can't guarantee that when they get off that they will have holidays that will
last. We talked to people at Sheephead and they said, okay, in the winter time they're normally away and then they come back in the summer because it's quite dark in the winter.
Yeah. The winter's long and dark, yes.
Yeah.
Now, this is the Inishowen 100 we're on now, which is a right round Inishowen that takes 100 miles.
Ah, okay.
And before the Wild Atlantic Way, this was the scenic route in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not suitable for all camper vans and it's not suitable for large buses.
Mm-hmm.
So the roads are smaller. But some of the views that are on this are fantastic.
There were a lot of investment in roads, we saw the last 10 years, so the roads are getting better.
Some of them are. This road hasn't. This road hasn't seen investment in 50 years. People walk this, cycle it, and I'm sure by the time you come to the end of this road, you will be going, "Wow, the views are phenomenal." And they're quiet. This area of Ireland compared to south of Ireland, this is where it's a bit more laid back, do you know? And we don't have the facilities, we don't have the tourist numbers, but just practice your wows from here on. You will be impressed, I can assure you. Again, it's pure farming country, but keep your eye out for if you might see an alpaca, which we don't normally see in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, there's also an alpaca way here.
Yes, which is again one of our best tourist attractions at the moment.
cuddly. They're cuddly.
Yeah, they're picturesque. You know, people like to take their photos for the Instagram account and for things like that. There.
Do they also self-produce like alpaca wool? Is it also?
When they're sheared, their wool goes away to make scarves and things like that. There.
So it's also sustainable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but it also this alpaca, wild alpaca way, it creates jobs, especially during the summer for lots of young people. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know.
Is it a big farm?
It has about 32 wild alpacas, or alpaca. Not wild. They're not that wild. They're. Now, what you can see when you go down here. Mm-hmm. This is Trebega Bay, which is a wildlife reserve. It's between Malin and Malin Head. You can see the sand dunes, which is at Lag, or Five Finger Strand, as we say. Some of the highest sand dunes in Europe. This church, St. Mary's of Lag, is the second oldest church in our diocese. What's unique about that church is that it has a cross-denominational burial site. So look at this.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's very beautiful.
Is that not impressive?
Yeah, so you see the church on the left, and you see the sea on the right, and it's very turquoise water, and you see the beautiful waves that are going through. It's not a fjord, it's more like a...
it's a bay.
It's a bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... it's very clear water. In the middle you have different kinds of different shades of blue, and the dunes are very impressive. And on the other side you have cliffs, and you have cattle around. It's very peaceful and almost no people here.
Yeah.
And on the other side you see the alpacas.
Yeah. We will show you them after.
Okay. And there's also standing stone there.
Yeah, it's a marriage stone, I think it's called. Are you impressed with that?
Beautiful. Und rechts gibt's noch Alpakas.
And also das, with a bit of fork.
Ja, also hier haben wir die zweitälteste Kirche in der Diözese. Das sind
Watch
sehr hohe.
Watch that fence to be electrified, just in case.
No, it's not. Da oben sind wir der Alpakas.
Ja.
Ja.
Too late.
Richtig.
Darf ich da hin?
Wir gehen da nachher hoch.
Darf ich mal da hoch?
Nein, wir gehen da nachher hoch.
Okay. Hallo! Die sind so niedlich.
Oh, wundervoll sieht es hier aus.
Die sind so niedlich, die wilde Alpakas. Aber außer Spinnen hasse ich.
He's doing better photos than I do.
Yeah, that's his job. And from here. You see the red roof?
Uh-huh.
That is the Doe Famine Village.
Ah, okay. I heard about that.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
A fantastic tourist attraction. It tells the story that nobody else wants to tell. It talks about poaching making. It talks about the troubles in Ireland. It talks about the history of this area. You know, the digging, you know, the farming in this area. Fantastic place to go and visit, especially with young children as well. Then if you look here, that is known as the Isle of Doe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see at the end of it, you have the castles. It's an old castle. And in the middle of the fog, where we can't see at the moment, or the sea mist, you would have Glashady Island. Across the back of this is Ballyluffin, which is one of the top, I think, 10 golf courses in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Lynx golf course. Ballyluffin golf course hosted the Irish Open a few years back. A really, really special spot if you're a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
The fantastic fantastic links course.
Mm-hmm.
Two links courses. This beach, there's an old boat called the Limelight sunk in it. It gets its name from five rocks that are protruding out of the water called Five Fingers. So mm-hmm. That's but again,
but you can't see the ship anymore.
No. Well, you can see it at low tide sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes at low tide. Again, a few years back, we had Viking long ships on here when they were making one of the movies. I can't remember the name of the movie. So we've had
This area here has made quite a few movies at the moment. It's it's nearly like Malinwood, not Hollywood. we've had Shine of Rainbows was made here. Again, if you want to see the beauty of this area, have a look at that. The Grabbers was made here. So there's quite a few movies in the past few years made in this area here.
Yeah, I see that. There's a lot of beauty, and it's kind of hidden because you normally concentrate more in the Midwest or in the South.
Yes. Well, near, you see, Dublin, everything is attracted to Dublin and Wexford and Wicklow. But they realised by coming to Malinhead is 2 hours from Belfast. So we're very connected. And we, as we said, we have Wi-Fi. We have some fabulous views, and we're not overrun with tourists. So they have peace and they can get to make their movies without being annoyed by thousands of other people. Yeah. So, you know.
But that's very spectacular.
Yeah.
You have everything. You have the hills, you have the sea, you have the beaches, and it's just like 500 meters away, which is... Yeah.
You're not happy unless you're making noise, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he has to hear himself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guck mal, wie das Wasser, die Kuh, die weiß
und gelb. Die nennt man Kuh, die weiß und gelb ist.
Do you want to go to have a quick look at these wild these alpacas?
Yeah, we do. Jetzt dürfen wir ein paar Alpakas anschauen. Kommt noch an? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Come on.
What's
that? A podcast.
You're up to
take the photograph now yourself. He says the kids are going wild with the alpacas. That's why he says no.
Quick, we'll get a quick. Because John, I know we're looking at him. He's going to start a tour shortly.
Okay.
So.
Okay, also ins Auto. Wir gehen Alpakas gucken. Wir gehen Alpakas gucken ins Auto. Ins Auto, wir gehen Alpakas gucken. They saw the alpacas already. Oh, alpacas, alpacas, alpacas. Starting a wild alpaca way.
John, I have a lady here and her family, and they're from Germany.
Aye.
They're doing
a podcast
on Malinhead.
Aye.
They're the biggest podcast in the whole of Germany,
right,
for Ireland.
Right, right.
So can we take one or two photos?
Oh, okay. Feel free, just as it was your own feeling, just do whatever you want.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. They look so cuddly.
See, if you want to get the good views, even up on top of that hill, you know where to go anyway, not for the flag.
Okay.
John has given us the opportunity to go in. We'll go in up there. We'll get some nuts. We can feed them.
Uh-huh.
And if we walk up here, we'll get some fantastic views of everything. Okay.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Awesome.
Beep.
So, dürft ihr nachher auch noch füttern. Jetzt warte mal noch schön. Nachher durfte sie füttern und dann könnte sie streicheln vielleicht, wenn sie das wollen.
Ich weiß, wie ich streicheln. Ein weißes. Oder ein schwarzes. Oder mit
einem.
The weather's always like this.
Always. Also in wintertime. We're lucky this time.
Yeah.
Once we had been 10 days to the sheep herd, and every day there was rain.
Rain, yeah.
And next year, Leonie was telling her, we go to Ireland next year. She put her gloves. And then it was so sunny weather.
Yeah. Ali, just make sure that the children...
Yeah, I heard you say they'll not be standing behind them. Yeah.
Okay, people will head on.
Great. Did he tell you the weather's like this all the time up here?
We're well used to it.
I know.
So, die spucken manchmal. Da darfst du nicht so nah. Man muss sie schon nachher füttern und dann geht das.
So, will we just walk up here first? You get the view, and then because at least then that group then will be away, and then we'll be able to go up there then.
Wir gehen erstmal da hoch und gucken uns die Landschaft an und dann können wir.
Is that okay?
Mama.
Ja, was?
Der said, andere, we'll go up here der hat ein Baum. Right?
And then this group then will have walked on. We can go up there. We can feed them then and things like that. Okay.
Und da,
nachher, wenn die weg sind, dürfen wir füttern. So, aufpassen mit der Kaga.
Das ist dann zu viel.
Ja, die wollen nämlich nicht so viele Leute gewohnt hier. So, jetzt gehen wir den Berg ein bisschen hoch. Einen kleinen Hügel. Das heißt, kleine Hügel. Ja, wir sind ja schon ziemlich hoch gefahren. Ist anstrengend.
Ja.
Ja.
Ich hab Bauchweh.
Wieso hast du Bauchweh? Wo was?
Ich nicht.
Wenn wir nachher mal gucken, wenn es nicht weggeht, gell?
Darf ich vielleicht alle füttern?
Gucken wir mal.
Ich weiß, welche Farbe.
Es geht um Ali hinterher. So. Gibt es noch ein paar Pferde? Man hört es. Es geht immer noch einen Berg hoch. Ja, ich schnaufe schon ein bisschen. Ja. Nicht mehr die Jüngste. So, jetzt haben wir einen Rundumblick. Wundervoll. Hat sich gelohnt.
How's that? Does it look nice?
Very nice.
We'll come over here anyway. Now the wild pack away, that was started by that gentleman, John, right? Mm-hmm. A few years ago, he owned this land. He wanted something to be able to do in it. And he creates, you know, he probably employs about 10 local people now.
That's
at the moment.
Good.
Very busy during the summer. And all year round.
With the clip a bit aufpassen, Leonie.
How's that?
Awesome. Really beautiful. And the clouds are also getting away?
Yeah, they are.
And you have that every day?
all the time. Do you want a photograph of the four of you?
Oh, that would be nice.
You probably never get a photograph. Come
here. I think it's
come here. Ah, come on, kid.
Yes.
Come on, make the photo.
That you wouldn't want to stand too long. Because they won coming off the Atlantic. Now, from where we are here, this is the Knockamany Bends, right? Mm-hmm. And as I say, we have Five Finger Strand below us. Not suitable for swimming, by the way. It's not a very safe beach, but you don't need to swim on such a beautiful beach. You can walk. But out here, then, is... most northerly point is Malin Head, so we're going to the right. We're going to go the small track. Beautiful. You know, it's a very peaceful road. Lovely to be able to do it. You can walk it, you can cycle it, you know. Have you any questions for me?
Yeah, because it's so peaceful. Sometimes you have also a different... people that have lived here centuries ago, or there is also some prehistoric history here or not?
There would be sites in this area, but they're not all carefully marked out.
Mm-hmm.
We have the area that we're in Malin Head, we have remnants of the Vikings coming here years gone by. Back to where we were at Malin Well at the 1500s and before, the history of this area. So we're probably not there yet. We're not 100%. We haven't all our sites marked up. A lot of it's to do with landowners. Landowners don't like you just coming on their land and saying, well, I can come on here. Land ownership is... So we're very restricted to what we can do at the moment. But there is... certainly lots of examples of the Vikings before that here.
Mm-hmm. And legends on Malinhead?
Yeah, well, there's always been legends in Malinhead. This area here would have been, as I said, would have had a Viking camp on this area because of the views and be able to keep an eye on invaders and one thing or another. And then at the moment, I just can't think of them all.
Right.
I'll come on that bit, back to that later.
Yeah, no problem.
So we'll go up now and get a photograph of the young ones with the wild upper.
Yeah. But that's the house over there is not the pub that you mentioned before.
No, yeah. No. This is Glashady Island. It was even when we came here, was not clear.
Uh-huh.
And now it is. There's an acre of land on the top of that. You can see a boat to the left of it, that fishing lobsters around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Glashady is the name that's used also by the Ballyliffin Golf Club for one of their golf courses. It's the Glashady Links.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the importance of that rock there.
But those rocks, they were not inhabited, no?
That rock was not inhabited that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But the farm done it, there's an acre of land on the top of it, so the farmers would have taken out sheep to that area and they would have been farming.
They couldn't run away.
You're dead right. They can't go far.
But I can imagine that there was also prehistoric farming, like in the sage fields. It could be similar.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So if someone eats food here, what should they try?
They should eat seafood. Crab predominantly is one of our, you know, crab. Or we have a lot of oysters as well in this area. We have also now organic farmers, so they're farming the likes of carrots and, you know, and of course, Ireland is the home of the spud.
Mm-hmm.
So potatoes, you know, would be, but fish is the fish or our beef.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we have some of the best beef in the world, and we have some of our best, like in Boggs is Butchers, which is in Malin. They're a family-run butcher, and they hang their beef for nearly a month, so you get good quality beef, you know. They also sell organic chickens, which is reared locally.
Mm-hmm.
So, good range of food.
And good quality, too. Are there any musicians on Malinhead that...
You've just missed Sean Fest this weekend, which had... There were 60 traditional musicians playing in one of the pubs. So that would have been picturesque for you. Now, tell them not to go too close to these, just to...
Okay. Nicht zu nah an die Alpakas, die spucken euch. Nee, die reitet man nicht. Wir gehen oben, dann könnt ihr sie füttern und dann könnt ihr sie, wenn sie gefüttert werden, auch streicheln. Und dann werdet ihr da auch nicht angespuckt.
Spazieren?
Nein, wir gehen heute nicht mit denen spazieren.
Und hier unten? Darf man die auch füttern?
Ja.
This is the Doe Famine Village I was telling you about. Uh-huh. The Irish Wake, the cover, which was the when people died, what we done in Ireland, the Irish Wake. Potsching making. And you'll also get a wee bit of potsching.
Okay.
So they've lots of... It's a fantastic experience.
Yeah. But the houses that are there, they were rebuilt.
Oh, yeah. they're original homes.
Oh, really?
The owner used to live in one of them houses.
Okay.
So, you know.
It could be something for this afternoon, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom. Cool.
Let's keep it that. Lydia, go!
He's always on the run and always eating.
Yeah.
But it's good if you have someone starting a business and then also helping others with it. That's great.
Like, if we all help each other, mm-hmm. we will all benefit. Like the people who come here will be told about the local places to go and eat, mm-hmm. the places to go and drink, and the places to go and stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that all helps, mm-hmm. you know. And just like that, I'm telling you about Wild to Pack Away.
Yeah.
So it's important as well. I just stay there now.
Oh, yeah.
See if I can get that photo for you. The mic out. So,
When did you start your community centre?
I'm there since 2018, but I would have been a member of the operation that started that in the... I was a member of the Malinhead Community Development Group from 1984.
Oh, that's a long time.
Long time.
And hard work.
Ah, it's not.
Viele sind. Vorsicht, Sophie, da ist Kaka dran.
The wonder is it in the trailer? It's open.
This one over there? Maybe that's the one? So, they need that. Ja, das, no. Nee, Finger weg.
Mama, wieso kommt die immer zu uns näher?
Vielleicht haben sie Hunger. He says, why do they come close? I said, maybe they're hungry.
Yeah, they're always hungry. That's the way they are.
Yeah. Langsam, Sophie. Der Kleine rennt da rum.
We might get a view if he comes up, then we can...
I also saw that you have different kind of courses in your community center.
Yes. Well, we run classes all winter, and during the summer then we run one day workshops. Uh-huh. So if somebody wants to come and do a painting workshop or jewellery making, or, you know, we do all that.
Okay. So also crafts that are typical for here, like weaving too?
We have weaving, basket making, all them kind of courses. What kind of other courses? Basket making, weaving, we do embroidery, foraging, mm-hmm. all them kind of things, you know.
Cool.
No, they're not coming up. Will we go down? What do you call your husband?
Christoph. Chris.
Christoph, can you come down here now and we'll feed a few of these and you get a close-up of them? Hopefully. He is constructing like bus shelters here so that the people can be staying from the rain and uh-huh. when it rains.
But it never rains here.
Once a year. That's why we're so green. Right, here. Close your hand. Now keep your mouth.
Do my deine hand on that and then
two hands. Put your two hands like that.
I must do my photos then.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Now, where's your hands? Right.
Oh, no, du bist so süß.
Here, hold your hands.
Oh, du bist so süß.
Hey,
hey,
was machen wir gerade? Erzähl mal, was macht ihr gerade?
Wir tun füttern. Und die ist so süß. Ja, oh mein Gott. Die hat fast die Weiß.
Here. Turn on your hand. There.
Oh my God.
He's so
oh my God.
Also wir haben gerade die Fütterung der Raubtiere, Alpakas. Kinder glücklich, Alpakas glücklich.
Do you want to feed them?
Yeah, because...
Here, give me the mic.
Thank you. Okay.
So. I'll let your two hands.
Oh my God, this way.
Come on, back there.
What's up?
Wir haben kein Futter. Perfekt.
Nein.
Warte mal, mach nur.
Okay.
No,
Okay. Sorry, I was in your road. Now watch the back.
Yep, then.
Watch. Don't go to the back.
Nicht dich am Hintern, sonst spuckt's an. Der kickt dich sonst.
Und spuckt. Dann bist du einmal voll versorgt.
Also, der wilde Alpaka-Weg, der eignet sich vor allem auch für Kinder, aber auch jugendgebliebene Erwachsene oder Leute, die einfach Tiere gern haben. Und man findet es eben auch auf dem Merlin Head, ist gut ausgeschildert, sodass man da auch sich nicht verfahren kann. Und falls man sich verfährt, dann hat man auf jeden Fall eine schöne Landschaft, die man anschauen kann, die ziemlich abwechslungsreich ist.
Na, look.
Kann man die auch unten?
Sophie, geh ein bisschen weg vom Hinterteil, nicht, dass du nachher gekickt wirst. Das muss nicht sein. Und was fandst du jetzt da toll? Was fandst du da toll jetzt?
Was?
Die.
Der da. Welches ist dein Lieblingsalpaka hier?
Das Weiße.
Das Weiße, das ist knuffig, gell? Und die sind richtig kuschelig weich, gell? Ja? Oh, du Strahlemann, du.
Und die sind aber echt kuschelig.
Ja, das stimmt.
Die sind weich.
Weich, genau.
Ja!
Do you want to drive in front this time? Or do you want me to drive in front?
I think it's better you drive in front because you know the
area. Yeah, but see, the roads we're going on now will be, they're small and tight. Beep the horn if you want to get a photograph. Yeah, and I will drive on, you jump out, take your photo.
Okay. Also, es ist eine Rundstrecke. Du kannst dich also nicht verfahren eigentlich.
Do you know what I mean? I will drive on, you stop, take your photo, and then I will wait for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Das ist, die 100 Meilen, sie sind der Vorgänger vom Wild Atlantic Way. Und eine sehr, 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 sehr schöne Strecke. Kann man auch gut mit dem Fahrrad fahren oder auch wandern. Auf jeden Fall gibt es da spektakuläre Ausblicke.
Geht ihr zum Auto?
Ich hoffe, dass euch, dass dir diese Episode gefallen hat. Wenn ja, es gibt eine kleine Facebook-Gruppe, da, über die kannst du direkt mit uns in Verbindung treten und diskutieren. Ansonsten darfst du uns natürlich auch gerne einen Like oder einen Kommentar dalassen. Wir wünschen euch ein ganz tolles Wochenende. Dein Chris und
deine Fee.